Tell me, did you have a gas mask?
Yes.
What was it like?
Well, it was one of those with the sort of thing on the metal thing on the end, the casing on the end of it, you know, just yeah. And we had it in a box. We used to hang it round our shoulder and down the front and walk to school with it, because we walked from right up here to Norwood, which was probably a mile and a half when we were that age.
Yeah.
And my mother used to take us to school. I can remember my sister with the boxes hanging down here, cardboard boxes.
Yeah. Can you remember when you were first given that mask? Who told you what it was for? Did they show you how to use it?
We were given them at the school. And I can remember the doctor, he was the school doctor, he was actually there, Dr. Ayers, yeah, he was actually there at the time. I don't know why the doctor was there, but we were all shown it in the classroom, and then we all collected our boxes, shown how to put it on. We all collected our boxes going out the school, going out the classroom.
Mm-hmm.
I can remember that.
I mean, earlier you said that the outbreak of war, the news that we were now at war, frightened you.
Yes.
Did getting the mask make that feeling stronger?
Yes, felt safer.
Yeah.
Felt safer, yes.
And your sister's mask, was it exactly the
exactly
same?
Exactly the same. Yeah, exactly the same, yes.
Did you ever get them mixed up?
No, we had their names on the boxes.
Oh, right. And you never forgot to take it to school?
You had it all the time with you. We went to bed with it, you know, not round us, but on
beside you.
Yes, yeah.
And you had to learn. Always put it in the same place.
Yes.
So you could reach it quickly.
That's right. Yeah.